Remember the once pervasive national mantra, energy independence? President Carter put solar panels on the White House in the 70s, and most of us drove at 55 miles an hour to save gas. No? How about George Bush Sr.'s 1992 Energy Policy Act that was supposed to reduce our dependence on foreign oil? All those things seem a distant memory now, lost in a flurry of fluttering flags flying from today's overpowered SUVs and pickups. But the motivation for those sensible efforts at energy conservation remains. Oil from the Mideast is like crack from the street, a dangerous substance from a questionable source. Between global warming and global terrorism, our dependence on oil is a Faustian bargain at best. Simply put, it's bad for our country. How did we get here? Well, perhaps you should ask the Texas oil man in the White House. The fact that most conservatives no longer conserve may seem dumbfounding to some. Talk about a disconnect. But given the long-term memory loss of the greed is good set, it's not really surprising. Yet, the joyride can't last forever. Now that the sales of gas-guzzling SUVs, minivans, and pickups have surpassed more fuel-efficient cars, and we burn an extra 1.2 million barrels of gas each day to fuel them, our slide down the slippery slope of Mideast energy dependence will only get worse. Add to this revelations of a recent lawsuit filed by environmentalists against 18 federal agencies for noncompliance with Bush Sr.'s Energy Policy Act. The suit claims the federal government, including the Department of Energy, are not complying with a law requiring them to conserve fuel. Some might ask, well, how can we expect our neighbors to conserve when our government sets such poor example? Well, like the bumper sticker says, if the people lead, the leaders will eventually follow. Some folks are setting the lead with a patriotic save-a-barrel pledge, a personal commitment to fuel efficiency. But what about the drivers of all those gas guzzlers speeding around out there? Don't they know you can put all the flags you like on your SUV? The fact remains, it's a super unpatriotic vehicle.